Tanya for the 16th of Tishrei is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Chav Beis, letter 22, on Kuf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 518. In the beginning of the letter, the Alter Rebbe demands to know where this custom and this behavior, where the Chassid comes to the Rebbe to ask advice concerning physical, worldly, mundane problems, where does this custom and behavior come from? Where is the precedent for it? The Alter Rebbe says that only the prophets of yore, the prophets of history, were able to give advice concerning these matters. Two lines from the bottom. Acha emes agid l'shemim li, but I will tell the truth to those who would listen to me. Ki ahava mikalkeles hashuda, it is the love that disrupts the natural order. V'hine hiksus einayim, it is a covering over the eyes. It blinds the people. The love blinds the people. Shelo lirayis ha'emes, not to see the truth. Merei v'ahavosam l'chayi haguf l'shem shamayim, because of their great love for physical comfort, for heavenly purposes. Not like he wrote earlier in a previous letter, that one should not pursue physical comfort for its own sake and that it is an unholy thing. Here he's saying that the people are doing it l'shem shamayim, lavi beis Hashem b'ish be'esh v'shal heves g'deilo, to be able to serve God with a great love and a great enthusiasm. Me'avas nafsham es Hashem, because they love God and want to serve Him, al kein heitev chod Elohim, it angers them greatly. Betzad haguf chas v'sholem, over the discomfort of the body, God forbid, Hashem yirachem, may God have pity and take away the pain. Ve'en yecheilin l'kabil klal, and they can't tolerate the pain and the discomfort of the body. Ad shema'aviram al daiton, until it drives them out of their mind, so to speak, l'kateis ragulehem, me'ir le'ir, to make way, to tramp about from city to city, lishel eitzis merocheik, to seek advice from afar, v'leisho el Hashem, loshuv elav beruach nemucha, and they don't turn to God and return to Him with a humbled spirit, v'achnoas aguf, and a disciplined body, l'kabel techachte bi'ahavo, to accept God's rebuke, chastisement, lovingly, ki es asher yehav Hashem, etc., because it is Him whom God loves that God chastises. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that rather than looking for solutions in how to be rid of this pain and the discomfort of the body, one should accept it lovingly. The Rebbe will explain. For example, a father who is compassionate and wise and righteous, who hits his son. She'ein leben chacham lahapech edith. It is not appropriate, it's not proper, for the son, if he is a chacham, if he is wise, it is not appropriate that he turn his back, lonus, to escape, limtze le'azora, to go out to find help for himself against his father, or yafilu melitz yeshel lefnei aviv, haracham v'hatzadik v'chosiv, not even to find someone who will intercede on his behalf before his father, who is compassionate, righteous, and a chosid. Earlier, in the first time that the Rebbe describes the father, he says that he is compassionate, wise, and righteous. Here he says that the father is compassionate, righteous, and a chosid. Because when he's describing the father who's hitting his son, the father is a righteous person, he has the right, and he is wise. He is hitting him for the right reasons, and he is rachamon, he is also compassionate. He is not hitting him out of personal anger or vengeance, but for the sake of the son. and therefore it isn't appropriate for the son to turn his back on his father and go looking for help. But a chosid, the father is not, because as the Tzaddik Rebbe writes in a sicha, in the name of his father, that a chosid does not use his hands. A chosid doesn't hit. So what should the son do? Rak lihiyes yosher yechaze peinemei im oviv ponim beponim. He should remain standing before his father face to face. Lizbel hakeesav bi'ahavo, to accept the rebuke, the chastisement, to accept the blows. Lovely letev lekol hayomim, so that it be well to him for all the days of his life. In other words, when you are being chastised, when you're being rebuked, or even spanked by someone who loves you and who is righteous and who is wise, that itself is precious. That relationship, that interchange, even though it's one of gvura, it's one of severity and not of kindness, but that exchange is a precious part of the relationship, which not only we accept begrudgingly, we accept it lovingly because it is coming from a proper place and for a proper reason, and it can only be good for us. Now, the way it is above, in heaven with God, in the relationship with God, what is the face? He says that the son should remain standing face to face. What is the face of God? It is the desire and the will. That God has to provide for all of his children. Our Father in heaven wants to provide for all of his children all the good of all the world, the chayei nefesh v'guf, the goodness for both the soul and the body, the ahava v'rotzin chasheka v'chafetza, with a love and a strong desire to give this goodness to his children, al yedei teiras chayim, and he gives it to us through teira, which is the teira of life, shehiratzein yizbareich, which is the teira being an expression of God's will. In it, God describes his will, ashenos san lanu, which he gave to us. Kameshakosuv ki be'er panecha nosato lanu teiras chayim. So that the face, be'er panecha, the light of your face, is given to us in teiras chayim. God gives us the Torah so that we can do his will, etc. And concerning this, it says that in the presence of the king's face there is life. So that in giving us Torah, God creates a relationship in that he expresses his love to us by giving us the ability to relate back to him through Torah. He gives us the Torah, thereby revealing his will, and that provides us with an opportunity to serve him, to do his will, which is a relationship that is face to face. Masha'en ken le'ev de gilulim, whereas to the non-Jew, he gives them physical life and existence without this special will and desire. And that's why they are described as other gods. That which is not godly is described as other gods, acherim, which also has the meaning. The word acher also carries the meaning of the back, the hind side, because they derive their life and their existence from the hind side, from the back, and the same is true in the human being, that which he desires inwardly, that is his face. And if one doesn't accept something lovingly and willingly, then it's ki'ilu heifech eidet v'ocher chas v'sholem, then it's as if he's turning his back, he turns away his face, as in the description of the sun. If he is wise, he knows not to turn away, not to turn his back, but to remain in the relationship face to face. In the Hayyim Yom for the 16th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek once told the story that in the year Tovkuf Samach Tes, we heard from the Zayde, from the Alter Rebbe, for the sixth time, the Maimer Ushaftem Mayim, which is the first Shaftem Mayim that appears in Likutei Torah. And it was as the Gemara says, describing the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, the Gemara Yishalmi in Sukkah Pehei, Halacha Aleph, that from the experience of Simchas Beis HaSheiva, the Jews were able to draw buckets full of holiness of prophecy and so on. Yaina, the prophet, received his prophecy during the joy of Simchas Beis HaSheiva. And we received, at that experience, we received infinite godliness. And the end is that Mashiach will come, and that is the endlessness of that which we receive, that Mashiach will come, because the beginning is connected to the end. And therefore Mashiach, which is really the beginning and initial purpose for creation, comes at the end of time, because the beginning is connected to the end. Concerning the customs, the Minhagim, the Rebbe writes that in the Kiddush that is made at night, because this is the second day of Sukkot, the Shechiyanu is said first, and afterwards Leishev Basukah. By Mincha we don't say Haidu, but we do say Pasach Eliyahu.